Second week, seventh day, unfailing warmth of God's love. I look out upon the clean white snow. Inside my home I am warm and comfortable. Oil heats each room, and I do not even need to go down to tend the furnace anymore. For 25 years I shovel coal and dump the ashes. Now this home automatically heats itself. Now a thermostat takes care of the adjustments, which keep our temperature constant, and all because I substituted a fluid, floating form of heating material for the solid chunks of coal. Were these automatic servants available 25 years ago? Oh yes, and long before that. Oil has been cached for millenniums in recesses beneath the soil. The method of discovery, withdrawal, and refinement has been inherent in the intelligence, coordination, and correlation of the human mind, muscle, and nerve. It was waiting for us to use all this time. Resting back now in my armchair by this window, I see a beautiful white world. I know it is cold outside, and I know that pain and sorrow and ugliness are there. But forces are available to meet every human need when man is aware of them. My thermostat was invented because someone was sensitive to the needs of man and had faith in the resources of God. O Father in heaven, let me be one of your thermostats. I long to direct the flow of that mighty force in the universe, prayer. I long to draw by faith from the abundance of your storehouse, that the kingdom may come upon earth as it is in heaven. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.